Marie Moore, and you're still tuned in to Razz FM Evenings with your radio madame, Fezile Manzini. So this evening, we are talking about being an organ donor, because it's a conversation that I don't hear many people talking about until it is something that affects them directly, whether they're the one that needs an organ, or it's somebody in the family, or even their own child. And approximately 4,700 people are waiting for a life-saving organ or cornea transplant in South Africa, but only 0.2% of our population are registered organ donors. And organ and tissue donation is a simple choice that will cost you nothing but a few minutes of your time to register. And the thing with registering is that you don't have to necessarily donate while you're still alive, but you can register for any event, anything happens to you, to say, mine, uma kungenzeka ukuthi ngidlule emhlabeni, my family knows that I'm a registered organ donor immediately. Fanele bese sibaya ba notify abasho ukuthi hey sekonakele, and bekavumile vele ukuthi makandlula uqela ukuthi nithathe lokhu leningakhona ukuthatha lokuthi ichude emtimba wakhe bese nisinzisa impilo yalomnye umuntu. So I want to hear from you, ukuthi would you ever donate your organs to save a life? And if not, why not? Because it's a choice after all. We're not judging. No judgments here. Just want to hear from you. Ukuthi umuntu wena ayimini efezile ngeke ngize ngikhona shame ngifuna khamba ngiphelele. Why? Ngoba phela uyo dlwa dibung. I mean, it's a waste, don't you think? But yeah, I'm open to hearing your side of things. To put you at ease, nama angaregist, yabona? Nam ngisathi buta ngisathi funa, but ngifuna ukuthi mine nawe. Sithi buta soyithu, sithi funa soyithu. It's Pumalanga Space Music and Razz FM with Neo, because of you. And we're having a conversation on donating organs, because approximately 4,700 people are waiting for a life-saving organ or cornea transplant in South Africa, but only 0.2% of our population are registered organ donors. And organ and tissue donation is a simple choice that will cost you nothing but a few minutes of your time to register. So I do know, I would say it becomes a bit of a challenge when you talk about that. You can register and donate once you pass on. So there's no pressure to say, once you register, vele u registele ukuthi makathi muntu nang wena manje cha. That's not the only way that it works. But before I get into your comments to the question, would you donate your organs to save a life? And if not, why not? For those labathi, okay, I'm not quite sure, but let's find out. What do I need to know? Should I consider doing it? How do I become an organ donor in South Africa? Now, the process is straightforward. You register online or call the Organ Donor Foundation's toll-free line, which is 0800-226611. But you can also do your research. And what are the qualifications for organ donation? Now, what are the criteria in the selection? Because, you know, when ungathi angiboni ukuthi ngihealthy mhlambe wathi ukuthi anginesifo lenginaso vele lengiphila naso fezile ngingumuntu ohlala gula, so I don't think ukuthi I'd be the best candidate. They would then have to decide. You'd have to go through the criteria, which is first age, but their program will consider donation from individuals under the age of 18 or any person mentally incapable of making any informed decision. So lapo they consider a lot of things. Your age also matters, because they are aware of the fact that lomunye can decide and at a later stage uthole ukuthi they regret, you know, that decision. So age as well does matter. Yokuthi lolo register ko lapho to donate their organs umuntu longakanani, and mentally kwendekalani, do you have any mental illnesses and things like that. Smoking, there are many known health risks from smoking, so they do want to know ukuthi uyabhema noma awubhemi. Drug use, potential donors must not use any illicit drugs. But nalapho futhi, because angithi thina sisebenzi khona noma ngabe uthi noma mina ama drugs amfezile phela tjwala vele tjwala siyanathi, they would be the ones to determine, okay, does that disqualify you? Or, okay, kutofanele uyekele ke manje once you register. Ngoba phela ngithi sifuna ukuthi uma sekufika isikhathi sithole ukuthi ma organs asase kahle. Now, what are the 7 organ donation, the types of organs that you can donate? But see, by registering to become an organ donor, you have the option to donate organs such as your heart, lungs, liver, kidneys, pancreas, and small bowel. All of these form of donation can greatly enhance or even save the life of someone in need. So I wanna go to why you can't just disqualify yourself based on what you might know. Because it will also depend on the organ as well that you want to donate. Whatever ailment that you might say you're living with, it affects the organ. So it's a tough one. I don't want to lie. But the reality is I don't want to even imagine a situation where my child or a family member needs an organ and we're living day by day. And it is a match and we save our child or loved one's life. It's, you know, some things we need to think about before it becomes a reality. Because 0.2%, mncane kakhulu. And then, you know, umungabuka, there are a lot of things that are happening. There are people who are using body parts for kutwala. There are people that are digging up graves and doing all sorts of things for evil. So if I have control and I can choose, you know, kutsi mine ama organs umangdlule emhlabeni, I want them to do good, to save a life. I don't think that is something I would regret, even from the other side. But I will be getting into your comments in a moment as to kutsi, would you donate your organs to save a life? Or, aish, fezil, ngiyasaba. Ugo usho kutsi usaba, nusema sababsi. ZFM Evenings with your Radio Madame Fezile Manzini. And I asked you on the station's Facebook page, it's ZFM 943, Gutsi, would you ever donate your organs to save a life? If not, why not? And this is what you had to say. Yeah, it's tough, Lynn. Hey, it's tough, kakhulu. In a prong, Gwenyama Junior, Utsi, nginga donator, if possible, for Gutsi, I won't be affected without the other. Madla Mini says, Utsi, yes, for my son, ngenda no mayini. Don Somti, Utsi, yes, as long as my manhood is not involved. Nginga injesu. Pendulo, Keke Grace, Utsi, imagine, se wakfage sibinze, otin so, da hitman. And I don't think, Utsi, you'd wake up now, say, so galakban is being sekbulal haika. Lancelot Mlandil Kele, it's no problem if money is involved, but for family free mahal. Hey ya imalia tanzo, eh? Figile makwas utsi no, because I'm not healthy enough to be eligible. RCD packaging, which I would have loved to, but the way the medical industry is making it into a dog business makes me think twice. Yeah, ne? Dimakato utsi for my family member, yes. Cyril Manchenjula Ngwenya, I'm sorry if I did not pronounce that well. Utsi, never lona ngingane sitho semtimba akachumane nemdali ngoba wenda konke. Nombumelelo Mafunga semageba utsi, for my child, yes, even the underground gang izobazulisa masengishonile. The problem with us is that if you're very spiritual, Sergeant Bakile Lkele, I'm actually selling all of my organs. Please assist with a potential buyer. Money must be paid while I'm alive. But now, if you are selling and then it turns out kutsi maseba check my organs because angithi usaphila, which means ngendeka kutsi ne lifestyle gradually you're damaging some of them without even knowing. Sebathole ekugcineni kutsi hayibo. Kona imali simnikile uyidlila saphila mara lana kusahlangane. Bathu base bayitfolapi. Nati Simelani uthi, yeah, as long as I save someone's life, no problem. Bongani Walter Matebula uthi, no, I wouldn't, not even to be amputated. I don't want to die a fraction. Kelvin Black Gap uthi, I don't want to lie. It's a tough choice to make. It really is. It really is. But it's a conversation that we must have because the reality lekhona that other people are faced with. And it's not a race thing. It's not a tribe thing. It's something that affects a lot of people. Uma bahlangabetana nema challenges ku health. Rebonite Shepherd Isaac, what's for a child? I'll definitely do. Temba Sfiso, what's yes, definitely. Sarah Fly, uti yes, I can donate just for saving someone's life. Stella Fontaine, uti yes, without a doubt. MG Mkacha, uti kunganzima, to be honest. Yeah. It means uti umangabe mhlambe you are one of the lucky ones that ever needed an organ and you did get one. Mbonga ngulungulu, dedicate your life to God. And hlala umbonga ngenhlitiyo lomuntu noma ungamadi. Uti it's not an easy thing to do. I understand why labanye bathi yabona if you donate for someone close to you bese so uyakujikela, hey, it's a betrayal, because it's not an easy decision to make, but it's some of the things let's funa sibe nelwati ngato in the interests of, you know, being informed before it becomes something that affects us directly, whether ebantwaneni bethu or thine or even our family members. It's Rise the Fame.